But out one night to make a little round, I met little Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, jumped into bed, 44 pistol under my head. I woke up in the morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggy standing in line. Gents and gamblers standing around, taking little Sadie to bury in the ground. I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I'd run. Made a good run, just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. From Thomasville, he said, "Miss, is your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down?" I said, "Oh yes, sir, but my name is Lee, and I murdered little Sadie in the first degree and yeah, second degree. Got any papers? Will you read them to me?" So they took me downtown, and dressed me in black, put me on a chain, and started me back all the way back to the Thomasville jail. Had no money for to go my way.
Welcome to The Sound Pit, where I dig up interesting songs, give you a bit of background about them, and try to unify them under a theme. The song you just heard was Little Sadie by Crooked Still, and today we'll be talking about murder ballads. A ballad is basically a song that tells a story, and so murder ballads are songs that dramatise killing. So they originated in the British Isles. In the Middle Ages, they were used to inform people who lacked literacy about the events of the day. Balladeers would read from the broadside newspapers, which were often written in a poetic style that could be easily orated or set to music. Broadsides were basically one of the first forms of printed news. They were just one big sheet printed with the news of the day. So many of the traditional murder ballads are actually based on true stories. It's just that the most exciting ones stuck around and became folk songs. For example, here's a traditional folk song from Scotland that's thought to come from the 15th century. This is Ed McCurdy's version of Lambkins.
Said the Lord to his lady as he went away, "Beware of proud Lambkins if he comes this way." He was scarce gone 1 hour when Lambkins come in. He knocked at the door and the nurse let him in. "Oh, where is the lady? Is she within?" "She's upstairs sleeping," said the nursemaid to him. "How will I get at her?" to the nurse said Lambkins. "We'll stick her little babies full of needles and pins." Proud Lambkins he rocked, and the nursemaid she sung, while blood and tears from the cradle did run. Down came the lady, all full of alarm, and Lambkins he took her right in his arms. "Oh, Lambkins, oh, Lambkins, oh, spare me 1 hour. I'll give you daughter Betsy my own blooming flower. Oh, send for your daughter and bring her to me, and she'll hold the basin while your heart's blood runs free." There was blood in the nursery, blood in the hall, blood on the staircase and blood over all. Proud Lambkins was taken to the gallows to die, and the nursemaid was burned in a fire nearby.
That was Lambkins, performed by Ed McCurdy. If you didn't catch that, the song is about the murder of a woman and her infant son by a mason who comes knocking because he hasn't been paid for his work. There's pretty good support that this is actually a true story. So the tradition of murder ballads crossed the Atlantic with the wave of English and Scottish settlers to Appalachia in the 18th century. For example, Stagger Lee is about the murder of Billy Lyons by an African-American pimp called Stag Lee Shelton in St. Louis, Missouri in 1895. The two were drinking at a bar on Christmas night when a dispute broke out and Lyons took Shelton's Stetson hat. Shelton then shot Lyons, recovered his hat and left, leaving Lyons to die of his injuries. So the earliest versions were most likely work songs performed by African-American slaves, but it's since been recorded by a number of artists, including Mississippi John Hurt, The Clash, The Grateful Dead, The Black Keys, Tim Hardin, and Bob Dylan. The Mississippi John Hurt version from 1928 is seen by most people as like the definitive one, but the Nick Cave one is my favourite, so you're going to have to listen to that.
And a deck of cards staggered me. He wore rag-drawn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that staggered me. His woman threw him out on the ice and the snow, and she told him never ever come back no more staggered me. Till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood, Stagger Lee. He said, "Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am." And the barkeeper said, "No, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee." He said, "Well, bartender, it's a plain to see I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee, Mr. Stagger Lee." Well, the barkeeper said, "Yeah, I heard your name down the way, and I kick motherfucking asses like you every day, Mr. Stagger Lee." Well, those were the last words that the barkeep said, 'cause they put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Stagger Lee. She's starting to flirt. Oh, Stagger Lee. She saw the barkeep, said, "Oh God, he can't be dead." Stag said, "Well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head." "You ain't look like you're scored in quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime, Mr. Stagger Lee. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in, Mr. Stagger Lee. I'll stay here till Billy Dilly comes in, till time comes to pass. And furthermore, I'll fuck Billy Dilly in his motherfucking ass," said Stagger Lee. "I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole," said Stagger Lee. Just then Billy Dilly rolls in, he says, "You must be the man motherfucker called Stagger Lee. I'm Stagger Lee. Yeah, I'm Stagger Lee. things. You better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead. He said staggerly. Well, Billy Billy dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stig filled him full of lead. Oy.
That was Staggerly by Nick Cave. That song is off of Cave's Murder Ballads album, where he's recorded a bunch of both covers and original murder ballads, so that's well worth a listen. Another murder ballad from the 19th century is In the Pines, also sometimes called Where Did You Sleep Last Night? We don't know who wrote it, but it dates back to at least the 1870s from the southern Appalachian area. This version is by Lead Belly.
Girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I was shivering all night too. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. Where's that, baby? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet you will do all night too. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she would all night too. Shiver for me now. Happened down there. My husband was a hard-working man, killed a mile and a half from here. What happened to him? His head was found in a driver wheel, and his body ever never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on and tell me something about it. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet you will all night too.
That was In the Pines by Lead Belly. There's two possible interpretations to this song. It could be about a man who finds out that his wife has been cheating on him, and goes out into the cold night and is killed, either in an accident or by murder. However, while Lead Belly was black, he didn't write the song, and it's possible that it was originally written by a white man. So the alternative interpretation is that the man asking, "Where did you sleep?" is a slave owner, telling his female slave not to lie to him. The girl tried to escape and slept in the forest, but was found and taken back to the plantation. Her husband had been killed by the slave owner because slaves weren't allowed to marry, and the girl tried to escape out of fear that something similar would happen to her. When she says, "I'm going where the cold wind blows," she's referring to the fact that she knows that she'll be lynched and left to hang from the trees. So Nirvana covered this on their 1993 MTV Unplugged album, with Kurt Cobain introducing Lead Belly as his favourite performer. I love that cover, and I would have played it if I wasn't about to play a different song by Nirvana. There's no murder involved in this one, but it's definitely worth a mention since it involves a lot of the same devices as Murder Ballads. This is Polly by Nirvana.
Polly wants a cracker. Think I should get off her first. Think she wants some water to put out the blowtorch. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Polly wants a cracker. Maybe she would like some food. She asked me to untie her. She's a very nice for a few. Isn't me, have a seat. Let me clap dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Polly said, Polly says her back hurts. She's just as bored as me. She called me off my guard. Amazes me the will of instinct. Isn't me, haven't seen. Let me clip dirty wings. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself. Got some rope, haven't told. Promise you, haven't true. Let me take a ride, cut yourself. Want some help, please myself.
That was Polly by Nirvana. The song was written about the abduction, rape, and torture of a 14-year-old girl returning home from a punk rock concert in Tacoma, Washington, in 1987. A man called Gerald Friend took her back to his mobile home and suspended her upside down from a pulley, raped her, and tortured her with a whip, a razor, and a blowtorch. She managed to escape when Friend took her for a ride to get petrol, jumping from his truck when he stopped at the petrol station and attracting attention from surrounding people. Friend was later arrested and convicted for his crimes. So, really horrific stuff. The song was written to raise awareness about violence against women. Cobain was a supporter of feminism and women's rights, and the band played charity benefits to help rape victims. However, what makes the story even more depressing is that in the liner notes to the band's 1992 compilation album, Incesticide, Cobain wrote that last year a girl was raped by two wastes of sperm and eggs while they sang the lyrics to our song Polly. I have a hard time carrying on knowing that there are plankton like that in our audience. So, disgustingly, this song was used as the soundtrack to another rape. Next up are two pretty mainstream ballads. I'm going to play Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, followed by Delia's Gone by Johnny Cash.
Hey Joe, where you going with that gun of yours? Hey Joe, I said, where you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going out to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. Yeah. I'm going out to shoot my old lady. You know I caught her messing around with another man. That ain't too cool. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. You shot her down now. Hey Joe, I heard you shot your lady down. You shot her down to the ground.
If I hadn't shot Odelia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis, and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor, and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her, shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep, 'cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
That was Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix, followed by Delia's Gone by Johnny Cash. A lot of murder ballads are pretty violent towards women. You know, women are killed because of unwanted pregnancies, male jealousy, cheating, or just for being annoying. Obviously, it's pretty problematic that violence against women is sensationalised in this way, but you know, it's something that people are questioning. A recent example of this would be Tom Jones's Delilah, which is about a man who catches a woman cheating on him through a window, and then waits all night for her to appear before stabbing her to death. It's written in this very possessive and deranged way. It actually used to be played at all of the Welsh Rugby Union international games, which is pretty creepy to think about, you know, a stadium full of mainly men singing about the murder of a woman. But after years of criticism, it's finally been removed from all of the playlists, actually this year. So here it is. This is Delilah by Tom Jones.
Flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. When that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more. Come to break down the door. Forgive me, Delilah.
That was Delilah by Tom Jones. Some artists, understandably, take issue with murder ballads. Dirk Powell has a song called I Ain't Playing Pretty Polly, Pretty Polly being a popular folk song about a man who murders a woman because of an unwanted pregnancy, and Rhiannon Giddens no longer performs murder ballads. It is tricky, but I think that rather than celebrations of misogyny, these songs should be seen as historical artifacts that record women's victimhood. It does depend on the song, but for example, in the case of Nirvana's Polly, rather than being a sexist song, it's a description of a sexist society. So they're still valuable for understanding like where we are and where we came from. But I do want to move on to songs from the perspective of the woman. They tend to humanise the victim, and they're often much more sober and sad rather than gory or exciting, as you'll hear in the following two songs. The Body Electric by Hooray for the Riff Raff and The Bridge by Dolly Parton.
Said you're gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river while the whole world sings. Sing it like a song, the whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow. Sick and sad. Tell me what's a man with a rifle in his hand gonna do for a world that's all gone mad? He's gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river, cover me up with the leaves of September like an old sad song. You heard it all before. We'll deal gone, but I'm settling the score.
Both. Passion took us by the hand and showed us where to go. From the bridge we saw a meadow, so we ran together there, where we found love together. Our emotions fill the air. The bridge so wide, the bridge so long, where once we stood together. Tonight I stand alone. Tonight while standing on the bridge, my heart is beating wild. To think that you could leave me here with our unborn child. Where it started, and here is where I'll end it.
So the bridge is about an abandoned pregnant woman who commits suicide off of the bridge where she first met her lover. Although the man doesn't physically injure her, his abandonment places stigma on her as an unwed mother-to-be. So those songs tell the murder from the perspective of the women, but there are also songs that flip the narrative so that it's the woman doing the killing. However, they normally take the form of revenge stories, so in a way they are still sort of the victims. So you've got Goodbye Earl by the Dixie Chicks, where a woman murders her husband with her friend after suffering his domestic violence. There's No Body, No Crime by Taylor Swift and Haim, which has a similar story. And there's The Box It Came In by Wanda Jackson, which is about a woman plotting to kill her husband after he left her and robbed her, leaving her destitute. The following song I'm going to play is Caleb Meyer by Gillian Welch, and it's about a woman who kills a man in self-defense when he tries to rape her.
Call my name till I went out the door.
That was Caleb Meyer by Gillian Welch. Another song that subverts the narrative is Nick Cave's version of Crow Jane. I'll first play the original by Skip James, which is about a man who kills a prostitute for being too prideful. Then I'll play Nick Cave's version, where instead of being murdered, she gets raped, but she comes back to get her revenge on the men who did it.
Crow Jane, don't you hold your head high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down. You got to die. You got to. And I want to buy me a pistol. Want me 40 rounds of ball. She Crow Jane just to see her fall. She got to fall. She got to. She got to fall, she got to. That's the reason I beg Crow Jane not to hold her head so high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down in. And I dug a grave with a silver spade. Ain't nobody gonna take my Crow Jane place. You can't take a place. No, you can't take her. That's the reason I beg Crow Jane not to hold her too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down. And you know I let her down with a gold chain. And every link I would call my Crow Jane name. Crow Jane, Crow. Crow Jane, Crow. You know I never miss my water till my well went dry. Didn't miss Crow Jane until the day she died. Till the day she. That's the reason I beg Crow Jane not to hold her head too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down and you got to die. You got to. You know I dug a grave 8 feet in the ground. Didn't feel sorry until they let her down. They had to let her down. They had to let her down. That's written up that Crow Jane not to hold her head too high. Someday, baby, you know you got to die. You got to lay down and.
Their pistols dry. Crow remembered how to sleep, how to sleep. Your house dogs are in the turnips, and your yard dogs are running all over the street. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, ah, Crow Jane, ah, ah, ah. Oh, Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson, oh, why you close up shop so late? We just fitted out a girl who looked like a bird, measured 32, 44, 38. I asked the girl which road she was taking. She said she's walking the road of hate, but she hopped on a coal trolley up to the new town, a population 48. Crow Jane, Crow Jane, Crow, Crow Jane. Your guns are drunk and smoking, they followed you right back to your gate, laughing all the way home from the new town, a population now 28. Crow Jane, Crow Jane,
So that was Crow Jane by Skip James, followed by Nick Cave's version. The next song I'm going to play is Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. I don't want to give too much background to this one, just try to pay close attention to the lyrics.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That was Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry. I really love that one because of the twist at the end. And that's a pretty common theme in murder ballads, the unreliable narrator who reveals their true intentions at the end of the song. Some other songs that do that really well are Song of Joy and The Curse of Millhaven by Nick Cave, Buenas Tardes Amigo by Ween, and Me and My Uncle, which has been covered by a few artists. I'll play the Grateful Dead's version of Me and My Uncle now.
Me and my uncle went riding down South Colorado, West Texas bound. Stopped over in Santa Fe, that being the point, just about halfway. Didn't you know it was the hottest part of the day? I took the horses up to the stall, went to the barroom, ordered drinks for all. 3 days in the saddle, know my body hurt. It'd been summer, I took off my shirt, and I tried to wash off some of that dust and dirt. West Texas cowboys, oh, they's all around. We liquor and money, oh, they loaded down. Soon after payday, no, it seemed a shame. You know my uncle, he stopped a friendly game. He know a high low jack and the winner take the hand. Got sore. One of them called him, and then two more accused him of cheating. Well, oh no, it couldn't be. I know my uncle, he's as honest as me. Hey, I'm as honest as the Denver man to me. That's me. One of them cowboys, oh, he starts to doubt, and I shot him down low. He never saw. Shot me in there, well, that thing won't go over. Confusion, my uncle grabbed the gold. He don't have a high tail it down to Mexico. Tell of those cowboys, I love their gold. Love my uncle, God rest his soul. Taught me good love, taught me all I know. Taught me so well. Well, I grabbed that gold, and I left it at there by the side of the road.
That was Me and My Uncle by The Grateful Dead. So I'm going to wrap it up there. If you made it to the end of the episode, then thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so already, then it would be really helpful if you gave me a follow and a rating on Spotify, and follow me on Instagram at soundpit.fm. Also, there's a bunch of amazing murder ballads that I wasn't able to include today, so if you're interested to hear more, please do check out the playlist that should be linked in the description of this episode on Spotify. For our final song, I'll leave you with Carolina Drama by The Raconteurs.
I'm not sure if there's a point to the story, but I'm going to tell it again. So many other people try to tell the tale, not one of them knows the end. Junk house in South Carolina held a boy the age of 10, along with his older brother Billy and their mother and her boyfriend, who was a triple loser with some blue tattoos that were given to him when he was young, and a drunk temper that was easy to lose, but thank God he didn't own a gun. Woke up in the back of his truck, took a minute to open his eyes. He took a peep into the back of the house and found himself a big surprise. He didn't see his brother, but there was his mother with a red-headed head in her hands, while the boyfriend had his gloves wrapped around an old priest trying to choke the man.
to the story, but you wanna know how it ends. If you must know the truth about the tale, go and ask the milkman.